Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is Monique.
And this is Sydney.
And you're tuned into Monique and Sydney's
Open Relationship.
It's going to be the type of conversations that normally we're afraid to have out loud. Is it okay to be gay? Friends. How many of us have them? Mother and daughters. Is it always all bad? The mind's like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open. That's what's up.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. I'm Monique.
And I'm Sydney.
And today, this is episode 20, Daddy.
That's what Robin said.
Like, can you believe we've been doing this now for 20 weeks? Like, time goes so fast.
It sure does.
20 weeks.
20 weeks.
Episode number 20.
Episode number 20.
Then let's come on talk about episode number 20.
Let's talk about it.
This title today is, Are You the Best or Are You Better Than Everybody Else?
Are you the best you can be or are you better than everyone else? That's right.
Okay, so did you hear that though? Are you the best you can be or are you better than everyone else?
Get it.
Now let me ask you something, Daddy. What's the difference though? Like, what is the difference when you say, are you the best that you can be, or are you better than everyone else? Because what if someone being the best that they can be just happens to make them better than everyone else?
I think that if they're the best that they can be and it's construed that they're better than everyone else, that's wonderful. However, the question is, are you the best that you can be? Meaning, and the flip side of that, are you concerned about being the best that you can possibly be, or are you more concerned about being better than everyone else? Whereby, if you're with a group of individuals, Stacy, Renee,
come on,
and Joan.
Stacy, Renee, and John.
Joan.
Oh, Joan.
Joan.
Okay, I didn't know Joan was in this.
Stacy, Renee, and Joan.
Okay.
Y'all all went out.
All of them.
Okay. Everyone had 7 drinks. And you had 6.
Okay.
Everybody was smashed, but you had 1 less. Were you better than them? Or were you the best that you could be?
Ow, I wasn't as drunk as them.
Oh.
Okay.
So it's almost like the thing is, how you acted based upon your 6 drinks, all 4 of y'all was considered to be looked at like y'all don't have sense when y'all drink, okay?
Drunkards.
And skunkards. Okay, well,
why,
just drunkards. Well, because you get to stinking after 6-7 drinks. It's not going to smell nice, I guess, depending upon what you're drinking, okay? But it's like, short of that, you may have been in a group where you drank less, but collectively the group you were with, were you at your best in the way in which you responded? Your answer may be, yes, I was. But if realistically it was, no, I was not, but you're comparing yourself to someone else's, you know, measuring stick, if you will, then what are you looking for? So it's for those people that allows themselves to be better and not focused in on, are you being the best that you can be, as opposed to trying to be the king of crack?
Okay.
The king of crack.
Well, okay, so here's how we came up with this topic. How did we come to this, Daddy? What were we talking about that brought us to this?
We were talking about a variation of things, but one of them was the conversation in reference to America.
Yes.
How we always say that we're the best. We're the best. And it's one of those things that we're better than every other country in the world. And it's one of those things where we said, is that as important as us trying to be the best that we can possibly be? Because we're saying that we are the best country in the world, but we're made up of individuals from all around the world. And those countries that we say that we're better than, So subsequently, is it just the land mass that we are on that somehow makes us better than another group of people that is an amalgam of those same people from around the world? How can that be? Or should the focus be the society that we live in? Are we operating at the best that the human beings within the construct of this society can possibly be?
You know, when we talk about, because when we talk about America being the greatest country, and I'll hear presidents, God bless America, and you'd be like, but there's more to America than just for God to bless it. But it's almost like, and then you'll hear Trump, let's make America great again. And then you'll hear America has the best this and America has the best that. But they overlook America had slaves for 400 years. Like it's like America now wants to put a wall up to keep out our Mexican brothers and sisters who
were indigenous to the land prior to our existence here on North America.
This country has the highest prescription drugs in the world is America. This country has the highest incarceration in the world. It's America. And when you take all of that and you say, but we're the greatest country ever, how? Like, how do we come to that? And if, like you said, we focused on just being the best we could be and not being better than, because it's almost like we got the best army, we got the best this, we got the best that. But why we got here the best? And not just be the best we can be.
Why? Why? And when you think of the fact, if you've ever asked yourself the question, how did America get its name? Because the Native Americans weren't calling North America America. They were referring to it as Turtle Island. And why were they referring to it as Turtle Island? Because somehow they were made aware that the North American plane in which they live on looked like a turtle. But the only way they would know that is someone would have to communicate to them about what that landmass looks like from above, because you can't tell what you're sitting on while you're in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
So now someone from North America, who we've given credit to as being Christopher Columbus, discovers America, but the name America wasn't founded by him. It was founded on a mistake by a gentleman by the name of Amerigo Vespucci, who wrote some papers that were reminiscent of his experiences while traveling with Columbus, who he was jealous of, and he was selling him merchandise for these voyages, but went on a voyage with him, sent in papers back to Spain where he was from. Individuals wrote it not being aware that Columbus allegedly had founded it, though they say they give credit to Leif Erikson for actually being there prior to Columbus. But the name America was founded on a lie by a man who was, or a misunderstanding, if you will, of who found America, by an individual who was from, believe, Florentine in Italy. But then you hear our Italian brothers and sisters who have been ridiculed for almost being Italian, but the very country was named after an Italian who allegedly found it. So, again, when you talk about the best, the name of the country was based on a mistake.
Mm.
On a mistake, you know. So when we start off from there and we think about the native, I dare not say American, the native Turtle Islanders, by which they refer to themselves, that look at everything that's transpired since. So then we get to talking about we're the best.
Mm.
Should our focus be that we're better than others, or should our focus be on are we the best that we can possibly be for our society at large?
You know, we were also talking about, because we were just speaking about different situations and different things. And I know sometimes for me in entertainment, you'll run into some folks that they focus so hard on being better than the next entertainer that they mess up being the best they can be. And I've seen that often, and it's like you're not being your best because you're so focused in on being better. I went to a concert one time. And, Lord, I'm trying to take my glasses off like I can. I went to a concert one time, right? And you know how you have the opening act and then you have the closing act? Well, the opening act was so strong. The energy was so powerful. You went on a roller coaster ride with this. You just went on a ride. Well, the closing act, legend, iconic, all of that. However, I watched a performance where I now have to try to be better than that and not just be my best. So much so, people were leaving because that first performance was so dynamic, and I felt like sitting there watching it, they should have switched that order. Even though the person can say, well, I'm legendary and I'm iconic. You are. But the energy of this performer is so high powered, it's going to drain the audience. And that's exactly what it did. And I think had they maybe come out and just did their best and not tried to go up against being better than what just happened, I think you lose every time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that right there in conjunction with what you see in everyday life. Again, prime example, I know cats who will talk about, yo, are you still using, you good? Nah, man, I'm good. I ain't nothing like Irk and them. What you mean? Yo, they get high 8 times a day, yo. I only get high 5.
Okay, now.
Now, so you better than Irk and them. Yeah, I'm better, okay? I just want you to know where I stand. As opposed to the best you can be, is that crack cocaine working out well for you?
Wait.
Well, I'm taking
first
this
we
dream.
Was the king of crack.
King of crack. King of crack. And I'm taking a dare because that's how ridiculous we as human beings are when we try to make ourselves better. It's like,
yes,
I'll smoke crack cocaine, okay? Mm. But I only do it 5 times, Trevor, Ray J. And the rest of them cats, they be getting high all the time, yo. And it's like, but homie, how's crack cocaine working out for you? Your teeth is falling out, dog.
To the ground.
Right. So what you talking about? And it's like, I don't know, but I just want to not be at the bottom of the barrel. And it's like, right. But be the best you can be. What happens if you stop smoking altogether? You might be able to hold down a job. You know, Ernestine might come back to you. She might allow you to see the kids on the weekend. Let's start off on the weekends, okay? Let's not talk about it every day. But you got to put it down. You see what I'm saying? So you focus on being the best that you can be versus better than Erky and them.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You know what, too, Daddy, and because I have oftentimes comedians will ask me, can you give me some advice? Mm-hmm. You know, can you give me some advice? And I always say to them, when you get on that stage, let it be your moment and just focus on your moment. And that's your time. Like, that is your time. I remember a comedian told me when I first got started, and I was opening up for this particular comedian. And he says to me, listen, your job is not to go up there and be really funny. Your job is to go up there and just warm them up a little bit. My job is to be the funny one. Well, I'm brand new to it, mm-hmm. So I don't know
how to modify your funny.
Right, I'm like, well, shit, what, should I go up there and be quiet? Because I don't know what to do. So this other comedian came up to me and said, listen, when it's your moment, let it be your moment. Don't pay no attention to that. And I always took that with me. But you have comics, and this is the best advice I can give to a comic. You have comedians, and I've witnessed it firsthand. I've been I don't want to say a victim of it, because it's not being a victim of it, but I've been bumped off of shows because you have comedians that will say, you are funnier than I am. And what I cannot do is have that.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to get you pulled off of the show. Instead of when you say, listen, go up there and do what you're going to do. Because if you go up there and you rock the house, guess what you do for me? You get that audience is so juicy and ready and wanting to get it and go. So What I would say to comedians, focus on being the best you can be and the funniest you can be. Don't worry about who went up before you. Don't worry about who's coming up behind you. Worry about in that moment when you are right there and it's your thing to do your thing, because every time you do it, I've seen sets go to hell. I've seen it just not work because you're so focused on what happened before you that you can't get into just doing you.
So again, are you the best that you can be? Are you better than everybody else? What are you more concerned about? You tune in to Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. Please tell a friend. Go to play.it. We promoting the show in the midst of the show. That's all we trying to do.
I like it. Look, and James turned around and looked like, is this some new shit?
That's what's
yes,
up.
Yes, James. Okay. You ran that down, baby.
That's what's up.
Come
that's
on now. Up. See. Okay, baby, we listen here. Okay, can you help us again? Thank you.
That's right. Us and technology.
Us. One thing we know, we ain't never trying to be as better than nobody with that shit.
With technology.
With technology, no, ma'am, baby, it don't work for us.
That's right. It was over for me. 10th grade, TRS-80, Radio Shack. I was done, okay? I was done. The first computer I ever dealt with. You got to do flow charts and all of that. I said, listen...
You used a computer in 10th grade?
Yeah. Had to make flow charts.
What class was I in? I wasn't in that class with you.
Well.
No, you're not going to say well.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, baby.
And you know, when you say you're trying to be better than someone else, I never had that issue with school.
But
where I was trying.
You know what? I don't ever remember you having that as an issue at all. Where you were trying to be better than someone else. And what I've gotten an opportunity to appreciate as an individual who used to see you when you first started off cussing in front of your mama, doing three sets a night at Gatsby's for $25. And we was like, yo, you hit the lottery. They going to give you $25?
I was like,
just
yo.
Just for making them laugh?
Yes.
Right. It's the little thing. It's the little thing. I've never seen you ever once be in competition, because in your mind, you always looked at it like, I want to give the people a good time. And you've always thought of the show, which is part of the conversations we've had with the children. They play sports. And oftentimes when you play sports and you're a child and it's about winning and you see all of the accolades that go to the athletes that were the star and so forth and so on, there's a level of appreciation you get for individual attention and don't pay much attention to the team effort.
Mm.
And we would have to have or have had conversations with them where they're talking as individuals, and we say part of the reason why we have you playing sports is not so much for you to play the sport as much as it is for you to learn the camaraderie of having people that are relying on you. And if you have people relying on you, you know it can't be all about you, because you're now part of a team, which the acronyms means together each accomplishes more. So you're going to accomplish more with the group, because as great as Michael Jordan was, Michael Jordan could never have won the games he had won without Scottie Pippen. Mm. Without the rest of the group. In fact, that was part of the problem for years. He kept saying, I need more help. So don't get caught up on individual of, are you the best? Were you the best that you could be should be the focus. Because if your main goal is to beat the guy that you're running next to, as opposed to beating the clock, the guy you're running next to, his speed could be quite inferior to yours, which subsequently brings down your overall time because you're just trying to beat him, as opposed to advancing yourself by being the best that you can be and having a much faster time, because you're not racing against this man. You're racing against the clock. You're racing against yourself. And at the end of the day, when you came into this life, as I've said before, you came in by yourself. And as they say, when you leave, you're not going to take all the things with you. The only thing you're going to take is your spirit. So that means the contention, the biggest contention that we will ever have in our lives is with ourselves.
Are you the best, or are you trying to be better than everybody else?
Everybody, yeah.
Like, are you the best or are you trying to be better than everybody else? And I'm going to tell you something, too. That can oftentimes affect relationships. When you get to competing, sometimes with each other, and you trying to outdo and outwit and outsmart and outthink, you wind up losing because you're not trying to be a team. You're just trying to be the best. And you're trying to be the best with your partner and your teammate. And those wind up not working out. Friendships wind up not working out. Because one or the other, it's this competition. It's almost like, you know, when I hear of a sister getting it, regardless as to what it is, I'm like, go get that. Like, go get that, because you're only making it better for the next one's coming, whatever it is. Not to have this feeling of, oh, why not me? Because that wasn't your time. That wasn't for you. But if you keep working on being the best you, when your time does come, you now ready. But if you focused on being better then, when your time come, you missed the shit because you were so focused on being better then, you didn't focus on what you were better at.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you going to say it like you just threw down spades.
Baby, but did I back up on you?
You just spades, though.
But did I back up
on you? Yeah, you did.
Daddy?
You sure did.
Shit. Okay, then.
Looking like a threat to society.
Okay, I am going to look like a threat,
though. Okay, now.
Daddy.
Okay.
Now, just trying to be the best for you.
Right.
Not trying to be the best mother and out-best another mother. You can't out-best another mother. Not
out best, B-E-S-S. For those of you who don't recognize what we're saying, the best, you can't out best. Now, out best is one word, O-U-T.
Thank you, Daddy.
B-E-S-S.
Come on.
And what was the second word?
You can't out best it.
Nah, that ain't what it was.
Yeah, I said you can't out best a mother.
Right. M-U-V-E-R.
Thank you, baby. You can't out best a mother.
Now.
And some of y'all out there get the trine. You get the trine to out best a mother, and you mess up. And you fuck up because some things you got to know, that's not your category. That's not your place. Some of you bitches can bait.
Bitches? Oh, well, now you got violent on them. Now, what is happening now? That has taken this to the left.
It took me somewhere. That damn Doreen.
Now, wait a minute.
Get back in the basement. But it's like.
You tell them don't talk on me like that.
Don't talk on me like that. However, don't try to. I'll best them. Just try to be your best.
Yeah.
Just try to be your best. And I'm talking about because I tried to make a chocolate cake from scratch, right? And that ain't what I do. Oh. Not from always. I just got good with the yellow cake, and I tried to make a chocolate one. That ain't what I do, right? And they had to let me know that's not what you do.
Well, listen, it wasn't about that's not what you do. It was about us just sharing with you when you asked how was it. Well, we were like, listen, there's something that is not here that it should be. And I know you would like us to tell you that because the next time you bake a yellow cake, that thing would be there. Yeah. Now, the sad part was you was trying to be better than Veronica. Now, had you not trying to challenge somebody that bake cakes all the damn time and
pies and
shit.
Now the real shit is coming. Now the real shit is coming, James. Okay. Now the real shit is coming.
May I say something?
Yeah.
May I say something? That was your best at that time. If baking is not really your forte, you take your time to get better and better and better. And each time is probably better than the last time. So the last time, the time that you make it this time, that's your best because it was better than the last one. So, you know, you just...
I ain't made that goddamn chocolate
cake
no more.
Well, you don't have to make that chocolate cake,
but
you've made other desserts that you were very successful at.
Right, okay. Now,
and she's right.
I wasn't trying.
You know, those were your best ones. You know which ones are your best ones.
But this is the only concern. See...
Why my shit got to come back to a concern?
I'm gonna tell you why. This is the concern.
Well, come on, Dad.
Because you came with a real strong, like you was the dessert queen just now,
right?
And that puts pressure on you, baby. Not from us, but on you. So then, if it don't turn out the way you like, now your fist is balled up, and we are ducking from you because we don't want to hurt your feelings about no snack treats that you really just intended to make for us out of love in your heart. But like you're singing, You be trying to be talking big and stuff.
See,
you be talking big.
Don't do
listen,
it.
Listen, I'm a husband. Now everybody turning away, but I'm a husband, and I love her in a way that you cannot. So I must tell her the truth. So in the same way in which you speak about your singing, okay, where you believe yourself to be one of the best songstresses that ever lived.
You don't believe it?
Well, as long as you believe it, you can conceive it. But just right now, you have yet to achieve it. Now,
but, Daddy, that's not what I'm asking you, though. Do you believe it?
No.
Oh, you don't believe it?
Listen.
When I'm in the rap,
what I believe is you do the best that you can do, and that's where it goes back to what Robin was saying. As long as you can do the best that you can do, but you start challenging people all the time,
all
baby.
That. When I'm in the bathroom singing my songs, you don't be feeling me. That's why I don't serenade
well,
you.
Well, see, the difference
that's
is you got to mix the. You got to watch the question. You said, "Will you be in the bathroom singing?" Do I not be feeling you? I might not appreciate this song, but I be feeling you. Okay? Is that fair enough?
That is fair enough.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Well, shit. Now, that is fair enough. Like, sisters, what I say to that? Okay, I'm not going to say nothing, but I accept it.
Accept it.
Right. I accept it.
Accept it. It's just, remember, like, as opposed to on the Monique show as a prime example, let me tell you how far she'll go. Let me tell you how far she'll go. See, on the Monique show, there was an Olympian by the name of Jackie Joyner Kersee that came on the show.
Goddamn.
As opposed to giving Jackie Joyner Kersee her proper respect and just speaking to how incredible she was, she challenged her to a race because she believed herself to be faster than.
You damn right.
Not just be the best you can be. You want to challenge Jackie Joyner Kersee.
You damn right, because if you're going to go for the best.
Jackie Joyner
Kersee. Shit, I don't want to race no bitch who can't run, because then that's a whole lot. Monique cheated and all that because it's Monique. God damn it.
No,
yes, it was Jackie Joyner Kersee. And let
example.
Me tell y'all when I know shit got real, okay? Because first, I thought I could intimidate her by talking strong. Like, Jackie, ain't nobody scared of your ass. Well, I race you, Jackie. She's sitting there with a look in her eyes like, bitch, listen, I'm competitive, and I don't think you really know what you're doing, so I go at it again. Jackie, what you think? When she rolled up her pant leg and had on knee highs, I said, this bitch is serious, baby, because she ready at any time. Knee highs, baby. That means, bitch, I can race you at any time. So, okay, I'm going to still stand strong on it. So I look to Rodney. I'm like, whatever happens, you don't let her win. If you got a triple.
See? See?
If you got to pull a chair out, whatever it is. But let
that
me tell you.
That allow you to display your best.
Okay. Well, listen. Yes, I'm glad I won. God damn it.
No.
That's my best. So out of all the tricks and cheatery that I wanted to accomplish, when we said go, I don't know which fucking way Jackie went. All I know is before I could get off the goddamn steps, she was back.
Bang.
I'm like, bitch, you cheated.
Mm-mm.
You cheated because it is no goddamn way that your ass ran around this studio and came back before I left, and she had a look on her face like, listen, I don't play that shit. Then Kobe Bryant's ass.
But can we just stick with her for just one second?
Stick with her, Daddy, because
this is when you know she was serious, because when she took off, you heard, skirt. Now, that means that that person is for real, and at that point, you should have known. But I guess you didn't take into consideration what the definition of Olympian means. And how she got there, because you tough talking her as a comedian, and you know she's been around the world being challenged by people who actually do that for a living.
But,
so I'm just saying.
But she can't do what you do.
Come on.
But you see, that ain't the point. That ain't the point.
It is the point, because it is the point, because I'm saying she can't challenge you. She could challenge you.
Let me tell you
what you do.
What song just came in my mind when you said that? I'm on your side.
Okay. Because I'm trying to help you out with your best. I'm trying to get this essay.
All right.
And if you was really trying to help out with our best, you wouldn't encourage crazy sometimes. And let me tell you why.
I don't even encourage. I don't have to encourage crazy.
It's the mere fact. It's the mere fact that she would challenge her. It would be like Jackie Joyner Kersee saying to her, "I challenge you to do stand up."
Right. That's
she wouldn't do it. But see, she wouldn't do it. But Monique is going to challenge Jackie Joyner Kersee. Now do you see the ridiculousness that I speak of?
I've been there. She challenges anybody.
Someone help me.
That was another little junior Olympian when we was on the road. I forgot what city we was in. But they had all gotten out like the little junior Olympian bus.
Yeah.
And I was like, are they challenging me to
they
a race? Robin was like, Monique, no one has said
it
anything.
It was a whole group of them said, and like you, in the restaurant.
Yeah. And you know, they got them real lean bodies. And the little fella looked like he was trying to be slick.
He was not.
That right.
Him, he wasn't doing
him
anything.
Now, that right there for y'all listening.
Anything,
for y'all listening, trying to be slick is slang for being physically
okay.
fit.
But he don't. Yeah. He was a kind little kid.
Right.
Yeah. He came over and said, Miss Monique,
yeah.
you know, can I take a picture with you? Mm-hmm. She was like, what you doing?
Right.
Who is this group?
Right.
So they explained to her because she was like, oh. I could beat all of y'all.
All of y'all.
So
you see?
All of them was like,
all of
oh, Miss Monique, no, you don't want none of this.
Now it's just not
this.
Different.
Now so, they talking up on me, though.
Right.
But now, you started
you challenged
it.
Them.
Okay, I did.
Listen.
But goddamn it, all of them start talking. I didn't chat. All of
at
them.
At that point,
yeah.
listen, before she was getting ready to say and go into, she challenged, after she challenged Jackie Joyner Kearse, she was getting ready to go into, she challenged Kobe Bryant, a.k.a. the Black Mamba. Now, I don't know if you're familiar, but a Black Mamba is one of the most poisonous snakes in the world, and you don't get that name unless apparently you have what are called killer instincts, and which this gentleman has. So she's going to challenge him to what?
He's the Black Mamba, I'm the Big Mamba, and I didn't give a goddamn about all the shit he could do,
wow.
all his basketball,
exactly.
Good for you,
right.
but goddamn it, I can play air hockey,
right.
and they talking about Kobe is the best at fucking air hockey, not here. Okay, maybe at his house, at the Bryant.
Yeah, there you go. Did you beat him?
Let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
Yes
Let
or
me
no.
tell you what happened. Don't cross over, bitch. Come back to me. We was down good.
Help me before I get to the defense now.
Okay.
Did you beat him?
No, yeah. No, yeah. Now, can you take a no, yeah?
No.
A no, yeah is no, yes.
No,
okay. Okay, a yeah, no. I didn't lose.
Don't what do you mean you didn't lose? If your score is less than his... Then what is that? That's called a loss. You see? And then on top of it, not to want to admit.
What was the score, Monique?
The score was Kobe Bryant score to my score. They didn't give me no. You know how sometimes when you play things, they give you a handicap? They didn't give me a goddamn handicap. Had they given me the handicap, I would have won.
The question I would ask is, you know, you can't challenge, okay, the, let's just say the heavyweight champion of the world.
She do.
And then, yeah, because she will. You can't challenge the heavyweight champion of the world and then ask him for a handicap. Because he's like, well, listen, if I give leniency on you, that won't allow me to fight at my best. And the whole purpose is to see who is the best. Because you challenging me as opposed to just being the best that you can be, Monique. You want to be the best. You want to be better than me. And I'm going to beat you with all that I have. That's why Jackie Joyner Kearse handed you your ass out
well,
there.
Well, if anybody know Jackie Joyner Kearse, okay? If anybody know her, tell her it's back on. Shit. Now, we gotten a couple years older. I've gotten faster.
What?
Because I've been working. I've been planking.
That's true.
I've been planking and doing my sit-ups.
Yeah.
My goddamn legs are a lot stronger.
Right.
And I don't have on no dress, Jackie. I don't have on no foundations. I'm going to have on my workout gear. So I tell you what. You bring your girls, okay?
Well,
you bring four older gals
see?
That can do that 400. And me and my gals
no,
going to come do the 400.
No, see? No. No.
And now, this is where it gets good.
I am the best at being me.
This is where it gets good.
I ain't got it. Nope. I ain't a part of the group.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Where it gets good is you start pulling in other people into your fights, okay? Now, you got a beef with Clavon around the street, but you going to go get three of your girls around there to see what's going on with you and them. No. Because, see, her three other friends are probably three other Olympian
right.
friends.
And goddamn it, so are mine. That's
okay.
all I'm saying.
Well, that's it,
okay, then. You got to know what you're an Olympian at. Okay, Tommy's Olympian at hair.
That's right.
Okay, so this is how we're going to win our shit. See, y'all ain't with me. And you all just want to assume
don't
that because they're Olympians and we don't look like that, we can't win them. Let me tell you how we'll win them. Okay, we're going gonna win these bitches. Tommy, appearance. You meet one of them up in the dressing room
okay.
while they're getting ready, uh-huh. and you put some of that spray shit on their hair so when they sweat, it leak down in their eyes they and fuck it. Up their vision.
There
that's you got the first leg.
Yes. Okay.
Now, listen here. You got the last leg because you're the fastest one out of all of us. My sister Veronica, yeah. she going to come and she's the second leg. Now, she going to pray a bitch to lose, okay? Because my sister will put that prayer on
wow.
you. And then you got my sister and you got me. Okay, then you got me. Now, you're supposed to stay in your lane when you run. I've already scoped it out.
Right.
We're going to be running in lanes 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Wow.
So whatever lane I get to, give you that goddamn baton, you get your ass to that lane. And if there's another bitch standing
wow.
there, you stick her.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Wait a minute. What is my job?
You the last leg.
And you're listening for the instructions. You're listening for the instructions to your job is what you're doing.
No, because see, my
no, you're listening.
Yes, because I need to know what my job is because I don't have those skills. Like, I don't have no hair skills. I don't have no prayed off you skills. And I can't beat nobody up. So what exactly? I can't out-office them.
Robin, let me tell you what you're going to do to the bitch.
If you love Monique Robbins, you wouldn't listen.
Let me tell you.
I can't out-office them.
Let me tell you
them.
What you're going to do to the bitch. By the time it get to you,
yeah.
me, Tommy, so and Veronica has made our way.
All their flights.
Come on, right, baby.
There you go.
Cancel the pitches for that. So they
forfeited. I cancel that car.
Yes, yes.
I cancel that car.
What you
car.
Want? What? We being the best. We being the best we can be.
That's the best I can do because I... I'm in the office. I'm gonna send an email and they're gonna get up.
What you mean?
I just want to say that I'm glad that you guys are only trying to plan a fictitious race against an Olympian, and you guys weren't planning this.
No.
As if it was to take on flight, because your plan would be,
I don't want to
I'm going to dip you
that.
Down in tar, I'm going to put feathers on you, you get to flapping your arms real fast, and perhaps we'll all take off. It's like, what kind of plan is that you just said?
I'm going to tell you the kind. It's the kind that's going to get us to win. Because I'm going to tell you the kind. See, y'all stay with me for a second. When Barack told Michelle, when he was just a senator, I'm going to run for president. I'm sure Michelle said, what kind of plan? Because all you telling me is, yes, we can. Now, what other shit are we taking with us on the plan? Mm-hmm. You see, Daddy, you got to believe in something.
Yeah.
Why not believe in us?
I'm not racing them.
Don't let him talk you out of shit.
I don't know. He didn't talk
now,
me out of it.
I admit
that. That is not my forte.
Well, tell her
I'm
the truth, Robin.
I'm athletic.
Tell her the
but
truth.
But I'm not going to race
tell
her.
Tell her the truth. I didn't talk her out of it.
That's
you did by explaining the process to her. But nonetheless, you guys again have tuned into Monique and Sydney's open relationship. And the conversation that we're discussing is, are you better than? Or you rather, are you the best that you could be? Or are you better than everyone else? Please tell a friend. Tune in to play.it.
And I would have to say that.
In closing, yeah, what?
I don't ever want to be better than anyone else. But that competitive thing inside of me says, you can beat them. You can beat Jackie Joyner Kersee because in my mind, I swear for God, I really felt like when they say go, something miraculous is going to happen, and I'm going to beat this. I'm going to beat her. I really felt that way. When Shaq came on the Monique show with his mother, I didn't care nothing about his mother being there. You didn't challenge me to some one-on-one. I will beat your mother too, Shaq. If
what?
I don't want to play me.
Wow.
See, and then, okay, I'm going to tell this story, too, when I say Shaq. It made me think about something. So one time Shaq was doing a fundraiser, right, for something. His mom, beautiful people's family. And it was a boxing fundraiser, right? So Shaq was going to get in the ring with, was it Trevor Burr? I can't remember who the boxer was. What's the guy's name, Daddy? He was in the Soldier movie. Oh, God. He was in the Soldier movie, y'all, with the
what
little
Soldier movie, love.
It was like little young guys, and he was Breland, Mark.
Okay.
Damn it, I was gonna get it. Okay, so it's Mark Breland or one of them like Mark Breland, right? But it was a professional boxer. So I'm watching this, and I'm like, okay, Shaq think they playing, and they are. But that's two men, mm-hmm. and the first time Shaq hits him in his face, he's going to turn into a professional boxer and get the whipping up on Shaq. Well, sure enough, Shaq tagged his ass in his face, and that boxer got to whip his Shaq big ass, and here I go, no good. You're going to let him whip your ass like that in front of your mother? Oh. Do something. Do something.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got to know what you're the best at. So I'm going, to go back to what you were saying.
So is that your way of saying you're retracting what it was that you said she initially?
Not. Never.
Oh.
Why should I retract it, Daddy? What did I say that needs to retract?
Well, because what we now are witnessing is what we refer to as double talk. Because, see, in one breath, you just said, know what you the best at. And Jackie Jordan Kersey, the Black Mamba.
They didn't know what they was the best at because they're going to come up against me.
I'm a
basketball Olympian.
When you say they came up against
that's
you.
That's what they did.
Well, in a way, but you challenged them first, so I don't know if that's accurate.
Daddy.
Listen.
Listen, Linda.
What, right.
I didn't challenge them first.
What do you mean you didn't?
I made a suggestion.
Oh, okay.
They took it as a challenge.
Okay.
Some could say a demand.
That's what's up.
But, hey, baby.
Nonetheless.
What I can do, though, what can't a whole lot of people do, this is what I'm proud of. What I can do that a whole lot of people can't do. When we have grandchildren, do you know I can tell them, your grandmother raced against Jackie Joyner Kersey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know I can say your grandmother played one-on-one with Shaquille O'Neal? Mm-hmm. Your grandmother played air hockey with the Black Mamba known as Kobe Bryant.
You can say it.
Your grandmother sang up on the stage with three of the greatest singers of our time. Baby, that's what I can say.
You can say it. Tell them who the three are.
Queen Latifah, Erykah Badu, and Jill Scott.
You sang with all of them.
Baby, they let me come. I was hosting the show, The Sugar Water. And it was such an amazing time to be in the company of those beautiful women. And they are all great in their own right. Like, everybody was just great in their own moment. Queen came out, and she's such a professional. And when she sung Unity and she walked through that crowd and you just saw just the women standing up and you could just feel it. And then Jill came out. And Jill sung He Loves Me in Italian. Barefoot.
That's right, in Italian.
In Italian.
Give it up for B-Boy. That's where we from now. Okay. Go ahead.
What is it?
It's Italian, baby. You said it's Italian, yeah. Italian.
She sung that Italian shit in Italian. Beautiful. Then here comes Erykah. And it was just a beautiful moment, and I was able to host the show. Well, at the end of the show, they all came back to the stage, and they began to sing, and it was just ad-lib and scat and everything. And then they gave me the microphone, and I was like, give it, boop, boop.
That's it. That's it. Give it to him.
Yes.
And here's the tie-in. As incredible as all those women were, there was not a feeling of anyone trying to be better than anyone. There was a feeling of they were trying to give the audience the best show possible, because the way you discussed how they welcomed you into that was indicative of that.
Yes.
So amidst the play, the reality of it was you're dealing with four powerhouses that were able to embrace the best in one another without trying to be better than one another.
Yes. And Erykah Badu has some homemade wine. My God.
That's just to take it over the top.
Listen, and it did.
Okay.
That's why I was able to scat the way I was. They looked at me like, and I felt like Ella Fitzgerald. I was like, bitch, don't give me no time because I'll give it to y'all.
Give it.
Are you the best you can be, or are you trying to be better than everyone else? And that's what we talked about today on Monique and Sydney's open relationship. And we're really hoping that, as my daddy always says, you can take the best and leave the rest. Because what happens is, even through the play, even through the fun, even through the good time, we hope that you find something out of that. and be comfortable in what your best is.
Whatever your best is. Because at the end of the day, it's your best that's going to determine what you receive out of life, not you being better than someone in a particular moment in life, because all of the moments in life, you're going to be with you while you're only sharing moments in life with others.
And you know, something I want to address is on my spirit.
Address it.
Be the best you can be, right? Don't try to be better than nobody else. And this is for my sisters that's into the adult entertainment world.
Okay, well, but damn, I didn't see that one coming.
I know you didn't, baby.
Okay, but okay.
Be the best you can be. And don't try to outbest somebody else. Even for the sisters that are dancers, exotic dancers, listen. This is something that's very important. If you do that for a living, make sure you're the best that you can be. Make sure your nails are done. Make sure you have a pedicure. Make sure your hair is done. Make sure your outfit is clean. Make sure you've practiced your routine. Make sure you really give it your best and not just worried about, well, Sharon got $95 in the last hour because she did such and such. Worry about doing what you do. I see two main young ladies. Sometimes I watch the cat house.
Because I was just wondering, where the fuck have you been affected by these stripper issues?
I'm going to tell you,
Daddy.
I'm going to tell you.
He's like, where did these stripper issues, like, do we have a club or some shit that you were running?
I am going to tell you because I watch them for motivation. I really do. I watch it. I watch it, what they're doing and how they're doing it. I watch it because I want to learn. And I get so disheartened at the sisters who don't put in the effort. And you think just because you have pussy, that's it. No, be your best and put your best work in. That's all I was saying, Daddy. I'll be watching it. And, you know, I just want them to do the best.
Well, I just wanted to understand where the passion came from, the cat house and strippers and shit.
Because one day, I don't know, maybe in one of my other lives.
That's right.
I was probably an adult dancer.
You probably were.
and it affects me differently when I don't do it right.
I was just like, did somebody strip for you recently in the nails and toes? They wasn't done. Like, what happened to you? Like, out of the blue of all the things that we were discussing. That's why I love you. It's like, how did stripping, like, what happened? Now, James was sitting there just as calmly, and I know he had to be saying, well, why is she affected by strippers?
Now, just so y'all know, these are our closet conversations. And he'll do the same thing. Like, where did that come from? It just came in my mind.
Oh. Okay.
And I wanted to share it.
All right. Just be the best stripper that you can be because you know about the challenges because the women that strip normally going against, like, you know, China Doll is going against Cat Lady. Like, what's going on? Like,
let me say this. This is a new challenge. Uh-oh. Any sister that is an adult dancer, if you would like to challenge me to an adult dancer dance off,
don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
An adult dance off. You can send us a Facebook. You can go to Mo and Sid Open Relationship. Send this to us on Facebook if you want to challenge. Or you can send it to us on Twitter at Mo Worldwide. If y'all want to challenge us as a couple, if you and your man want to challenge me and my man to a dance off, what, Daddy?
I'm going to just be quiet because hopefully my sounds will indicate to people that I'm not a part of this. I'm a part of the show. But I will not be a part of the adult dance-off that you speak of, for I'm not the dancer.
He's got cowboy boots for it, though.
See?
Hey, I got the cowboy boots, but listen here. That's all I got, okay? That's all I got.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to leave that to the young men's.
You know, today you've tuned into Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. And if you go to play.it, you can hear all the episodes. Tell a friend and tell another friend. And today we talked about, are you your best or are you trying to be better than everyone else? And when you're trying to be better than everyone else, you'll never reach your full potential of your best.
Are you sure? just that look you gave me afterwards, like, eh?
That was a look like, oh, yeah.
Okay, baby, that's what's up.
Was.
Okay.
Yes. And, you know, today is what? It's the day? May 19th. And May the 20th, we're going to be celebrating 10 years of marriage.
10 years of marriage.
Yes. So tomorrow, well, y'all will actually be listening to this Monday, but just know that, you know. Yeah.
I know. Just know
that's how we can have the conversations that we have, because though we've been married for 10 years, yo, like, and that's so unromantic. 10 years, yo, right? Like,
it's
that's
Baltimore,
so unromantic.
That's how we do.
It's like 10 years. I've never been in a relationship for 10 years.
You so first? It's the best.
Yeah, it is the best ever.
Well, yeah, I paid you to say that.
And I paid you back.
That's right. You
okay,
sure
good.
Did.
So, my loves, please tell a friend and tell another friend, because again, we really feel like these conversations make a difference, and it also allows us to know everything ain't so damn heavy, because we can laugh our way through it. And that's for me to hear too. Like when I play this shit back, and I'm gonna hear me saying, "Everything ain't so damn heavy." We can laugh our way through it.
That, what I love about you is that when you can say, when I play this shit back, that's what the folks love, when I play this shit back. Not when I play our podcast back, when I play our conversations
Daddy.
Back, when I play this shit back. That's what I love about you, because you just throw regular gal. Regular gal. R-E-G-L-A-G-A-L. Regular gal. Okay.
Wait a minute. This was funny. And the shit being Sydney Fine. Humorous. So we was watching Get On Up for about the 20,000th time, and I absolutely love that movie, and they were all so good. But what made us laugh was the part where the mother show up at the Apollo in the dressing room. Baby, she drank that liquor. Mm. She sipped that liquor down, and she sat there, and when she got, and Viola Davis is so fucking amazing, and she got to going, talking to James, and she said, "I ain't know nothing about country, and didn't know."
Right. Moments you shouldn't laugh at, but do. You know? Like when Whoopi got hit in the head in The Color Purple, and she stumbled and put her hand on that brick. I know I was wrong for laughing, but that shit was funny. Like, I wouldn't expect it. That ain't my mama. Bam.
And bust her in her goddamn head.
And then they gonna do it and put, then she gonna touch her head, and then have a perfect handprint on the rock. I'm like, I can't help but laughing. This shit ain't funny, but I laughed.
No,
and it wasn't funny.
Yes,
when
it was.
Samuel Jackson went in his gator, telling his mama, "I'm gonna dance for your mama one more time." And then his father came out and shot him, and he said, "Oh, bam! Oh, it wasn't funny, but we laughed."
No, Daddy, you know what was another one?
What?
Remember when the guy. In Sugar Hill. And he was the father.
Yes.
Oh.
And he took that dope.
Like, uh-huh.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Yes. Right.
I was like, that's right. Not funny.
Right. But he got you on a couple shows, though. Deep Cover.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
You're not going to shoot me, are you, Johnny? You're not going to shoot me, are you? So, hey.
And then remember, Tales in the Crypt.
Him.
Tales in the Crypt. He said, "You want the shit?
The shit. What is
he
wrong
is
with
the
us?
Best.
Mm-hmm. He's the best.
He's
you know
best.
What's wrong with us, Daddy?
What's wrong?
We're kids.
That's we are.
And we're in love.
Oh, well, yes, we are.
Yeah, baby. That's all.
Kids
that's what's wrong.
In love. Mixed with a little bit of ignorance.
Wait.
No, man. That's what we are.
But we the best at it.
That's, well, listen.
For us.
We the best at it, or we're trying to be the best at it we can possibly be.
Yeah.
There it is.
We thank y'all for listening today, each and every one of you. Tommy, would you like to say any closing words?
Well.
That's how you gonna come in. Well.
Well, I just want to say, you know, when I'm dancing.
Yes.
In my mind.
Come on.
I think I'm better than J-Lo and Beyonce.
Come on. Come on. Come
wow.
on. Come on.
Now, when we play it back, I am Pope on the Teletubbies.
Right.
But guess what? That's okay.
That's okay.
Because I'm sticking in there.
Yes.
And I'm enjoying it.
Yes.
And I see the results.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Mm-hmm.
yes, I appreciate Dwight for encouraging me. And I told him he cannot encourage me during the session.
No.
After.
Because then Poe will come out.
Because Poe will come out real strong. And I get all flicked because now I'm too proud.
There it is. There it is.
Yes.
And for y'all who watch them on Periscope doing that dance, Tommy is typically at the end of the line doing her thing. And if you've been watching for the last at least 6 months, you have seen the evolution of what we now know as Tommy, formerly known as
Poe. And I wear it proudly.
Come on now.
Because Poe never gives up.
Never.
Poe never gives up.
Regardless if he can't get it or not,
but
he's still moving.
That's how you know genetics is real.
He's doing his own thing.
Because our children came one day because they had watched our dance. And the children came in the room and said, Mommy, Miss Tommy. As they are laughing, dances like Poe. Yes. And I said, Poe. They said, yes. From the
Teletubbies.
From the Teletubbies.
Teletubbies, right?
Yes.
And it's the red Poe. Hmm. Well, on one of the dances we did, Tommy's last move was Poe.
Was the open up move.
Yes. Bow! Like, and when they showed it to me, we laughed so damn hard because it was almost like Tommy was in that costume. Like,
but you know what? Let me tell you what they did for me that day.
What they did?
I went back and I watched it. I watched the Poe. And I said, Poe is on a number one television show.
Come on now. Come on.
And he has a name.
Come on.
Carl Poe.
Come on.
Okay? So I said, I'm going to be the best Poe that I can be.
And you the best Poe.
And I'm going to be that. Because I don't care how hard.
Beyonce. That mindset was lemonade. So that's how you do it.
That is. I made lemons. Well, I had some lemons and I made
lemonade.
That's right. So there it is.
What you going to close out with, Robin? Are you just going to stay? You got something to say?
No.
Okay. You going to be humble? You sure?
I'm positive.
Brother James, what you got for him?
I have something, Daddy.
Give it to baby. You know. I'm coming. You got
time to close us out with a song.
Oh.
Okay. Reach out and touch.
Come on.
Somebody's hand.
Well,
make this world a better place.
Why don't you do it? That's how you gonna give it to him?
I know we gotta go, Daddy, but it's on my spirit. So I wanna give a shout out to Jennifer Lewis, Roz Ryan, and Brandy for writing one of the best songs in the history of songwriting. And I just think if you get a chance, please listen to this song.
Tell them the title of it.
It's called I Don't Want Nobody Fucking With Me in These Streets.
In These Streets.
I don't wanna do it. Would you like for it? I don't want nobody.
Body.
Fucking with me in these streets. Sing, children. I don't want nobody.
What?
Fucking with me in these streets. Cause ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time.
And that's what Miss Jennifer Lewis did. She broke it on down. And I, on that note, Mama, why don't you take us on home?
On that note, we want to enjoy y'all for thank y'all for listening today, baby.
We're going to enjoy you.
We're going to enjoy you too. We want to thank each and every one of y'all, baby, because you could be doing anything else, but instead you decided to listen to us. So we want to thank you. And as my daddy always says, the mind is like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open.
My name is Monique.
And my name is Sydney. Thank you for tuning in to Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. And again, tune in to us at play.it and tell a friend.
We love y'all.
For free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.